Wouldn't you like to have another partner?
No, thank you, Will quickly replied. We have too good a thing here to whack up with anybody else.
Dr. Webb then explained that he was the agent for the Kansas Pacific Railway, and it was his job to establish towns along the line. The railroad expected to make money by selling land and town lots. Since Cody and Rose refused to share with the railroad, Dr. Webb had no choice but to start another town nearby.
Start your town if you want to, snapped Will.
That's exactly what Webb did. The very next day, he staked out a new settlement just 1 mile east of Rome. Calling it Hayes City, he let it be known that his town was where the train would stop. He even offered to move everyone from Rome to Hayes City for free.
A ruinous stampede from our place was the result, recalled Will. People began pulling down their buildings and moving them over, and in less than 3 days, our once flourishing city had dwindled down to the little store which Rose and I had built.
As they watched the stream of wagons rolling away, Lulu looked rather blue, remembered Will.
Where's the $250,000 that you are worth? She cried.
I told her that I expected it had gone off with the town, said Will, that I was busted.
In a furious huff, Lulu took the baby and went right back to St. Louis, and Will went looking for another job. The job he found was buffalo hunting. Buffalo Bill, Buffalo Bill, never missed and never will. At this time, Will owned a prize stallion named Brigham that he'd bought months earlier from a Ute man. The horse, he said, was the fleetest steed I ever owned. It had also been trained to chase down buffalo so that its rider could easily shoot them. It was on Brigham that Will first rode out to the prairie to hunt buffalo. Spotting a herd, the two galloped up on it from behind. Riding in close, Will raised his favorite hunting gun, a 50-caliber Springfield rifle he called Lucretia Borgia, to his shoulder. He fired, killing the buffalo in one shot. Brigham then carried him alongside the next animal, and Will dropped it with his next shot.
As soon as one buffalo would fall, Brigham would take me so close to the next that I could almost touch it with my gun, explained Will. Before long, there were few men who could kill more buffalo on a hunt than I could, he bragged.
Butchering the animals on the spot, he sold the meat at nearby Fort Hayes. Nowadays, many people think of buffalo hunters as careless destroyers of wildlife. But in Will's day, settlers in the American West saw hunting buffalo as a respectable job. That's because they welcomed the eradication of the buffalo. They believed that if the herd vanished, so too would the Plains tribes. After all, the tribes depended on the animal.